I don't know if you've seen these pictures or not, but the theft and these railways are, you know, it's out of a dystopian novel, but pretty much everything out of Los Angeles, right, is a dystopian novel at this point. The way everything looks and how it's going back. Check out, this is just one picture. This is from Legal Insurrection. I'm going to drop it in the chat room. If you have the ability, go in there. Gary, you got me, buddy. Thank you, bud. Gary got me. So that's just one picture there. That's all packages. That's all people's stuff that they ordered on the ground. And so it's absolutely nuts that you would think in 2022 that we would still be having to deal with. Of course, I have to say this as a caveat before I finish this statement. You know, as long as people are tempted with material possessions, of course they're going to steal. Of course they're going to violate the rights of others. Of course they're going to take the property of others, because man is fallen, and so we're tempted to these things. And the fact that these train lines, when they're on their route, sometimes they'll stop there. I'm sure if you live anywhere in the South, and Mike and I were joking about it, but if you live anywhere in the South, you've dealt with the joy of sitting at a stoplight while the train either changes rails, adds cars, backs up, and you're there for a good 10 minutes. And while they're sitting there, there's nobody in the back of these trains, and all it is cargo ships, they're cargo containers. So if you break the lock on the cargo container, you have full access to all of these things. And there's no repercussion. The guy in the front of the train is not getting out to fight for a $12 Amazon package. He's just not doing it. He's and I don't expect it. I would not expect the guy in the Union Pacific Railroad to be fighting for packages when he's, you know, just stay in the front, lock the door, and don't get killed. Back into the article. It's not exactly clear how the Omaha, Nebraska-based company would carry out such a threat and use alternatives to the nation's largest gateway for imported goods, but what's obvious is the railroad's frustration with the lack of deterrence for committing crimes like trespassing and theft. Hey man, the only way you're going to deter people from stealing at this point is if you put a bunch of guys like, if you put a bunch of guys with 50 cal machine guns on top of them. And yes, Brian K is correct in the chat room. Usually the train tracks, your train stations, they're in the worst parts of town. The glamour of the train does not exist anymore. So train yards, I know in Fort Worth, the train yard is in one of the worst parts of town. It's in the south part of Fort Worth, where nobody wants to go. I know in Memphis, well, Memphis, the whole thing of Memphis is terrible, but you know. Theirs was in a terrible part of town. And, you know, oh, well, we have to have more deterrence like trespassing. What are you talking about? Do you see how much y'all ever seen a train? I know you all have, because I can make this point. You know how much graffiti? How much graffiti is on a train car every time it passes by? So those deterrents about trespassing aren't exactly doing that well. Widely tweeted footage by a CBS journalist last week showed the extent of the security breaches, with hundreds of open packages looted from rail-borne shipping containers strewn around the tracks. This is technically a homeland security issue. This is technically a homeland security issue because A, cargo is being robbed on those tracks. B, it's a connection point between the port and the destination. So it's one of these absolute things that, if DHS was working properly, they would be doing. Let's see. The problems have escalated for months as imports surge through the twin ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and the freight sits idle for weeks before heading north or eastward on trains or trucks. Theft is added to the multitude of logistic headaches that have slowed the movement of goods to American store shelves. Union Pacific is calling on local law enforcement to prosecute more aggressively. Problem is, police are already stretched thin. They can't actually, what? They can't do anything to the, they can't protect it. They can't protect it. I mean, the chain link fence that are already put out, people already cut through. It's very easy. Back into the article. Customers like UPS and FedEx that utilize our essential rail service during peak holiday seasons are now seeking to divert rail business away to other areas in the hope of avoiding the organized and opportunistic crime theft that has impacted their own businesses and customers. The letter added that, like our customers, Union Pacific now is now contemplating serious changes to our operating plans to avoid Los Angeles County. In the 3 months leading up to the holiday shopping season, Union Pacific said an average of more than 90 containers were compromised per day. The railroad has increased the number of agents, drones, fencing, and trespassing detection systems. That's the issue. I mean, these things are so massive, and the city of Los Angeles, they can't do anything out of there. They're left to their own devices without Union Pacific taking more of an authoritative stance. But the lawlessness that we've seen, the entitlement we see here with people just being like, hey, I'm going to steal that stuff out of that train. I have never thought, and I guess I'm just, whatever, a goody two-shoes, or I'm just not creative enough, one or the other. Excuse me. Here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. I've never thought, while sitting at a light, seeing a train stopped, I've never been like, you know what, I think I want to rob that train right now. But this idea, this greed, this lust for things, and the opportunity that presents itself is there. And you look at these photos, it's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment to see this. It is. Because you're supposed to live in a society that's better than that. You would hope that you live in a society that is better than this. This picture I just threw up in the chat room. You know, we like to think that we're so awesome here in these United States, that we're above reproach here in these United States. And then we look and we see that there's no difference between that picture and Mumbai, India. You can say, I'll say it, and I know people don't like to hear it, and some people will say it's racist, but there's no difference between that picture and the picture and pictures you would see out of Mumbai, in the slums of Mumbai. Yet we have these idiots in Washington, D.C., and at the state level, you know, Governor Newsom in California, who's too busy putting, Newsom doesn't care that the trains are getting robbed just as long as everybody's wearing a face mask while they're doing it.